During the meeting, one Kodiak City resident spoke about a discussion from earlier that day where Larsen Bay residents expressed concern about several non-residents' attempts to make land changes in order to establish lodges. Native Village of Afognak council member Natasha Hayden took the mic to speak to borough employees and assembly members about what she felt it was vital for them to understand.
Not so much that we're concerned that people are bringing themselves into compliance, but instead have the borough assembly and the planning and zoning people and staff have an understanding that it's already been happening against the wishes of the residents, and for them to just be handed compliance is not what the people would like to see.
Borough Mayor Dan Rohr said the Assembly has read several letters against those land use changes, which typically end up before the Planning and Zoning Commission. He said an official statement or vote from a governing body has even more political strength.
What's difficult sometimes is to know is that the opinion of some of the people in Larsen Bay, all the people in Larsen Bay, but a way for us to know that is when it's something that comes officially from the city of Larsen Bay's government, or from the tribal organization as well.
Or both,
which would be in an ideal world, maybe both. I think that just lends an awful lot of strength and credence to it.
Borough Manager Michael Powers explained the perspective of the borough staff, which he said looks at logistics and land use compatibility.
We can't say, sorry, we think your lodge is unpopular in your community. We're not going to take your permit. We obviously wouldn't do that. So we have to process their permits. But the political side where the decision is made is where the community needs to get involved.
He said the Assembly and P&Z handle the politics. Assemblyman Larry Ledoux said he hears the village's desire for a bigger say in the zoning and land use policies in their villages, and ultimately is up to the communities to achieve that.
Since we have the leadership that's now developed in each village, they need to come together and communicate to the borough and borough assembly members exactly what we need to do to facilitate communication and give ownership.
Community representatives are in the city until Friday for the forum, which the Kodiak Housing Authority organizes annually. It includes a variety of different lectures and meetings, including updates from local politicians and fisheries professionals. I'm Kayla DeRoche.